Yhteistyössä HAM, Helsingin kokoinen taidemuseo, hamhelsinki.fi.
So, hello everyone, listeners, and hello also to my guests of today. Katti Kivinen, moi.
Moikka.
Nice to have you here, and Blanca Della Torre, hello.
Hello, moi.
So, the discussion is about Helsinki Biennale 2025, and this morning, fresh news that all the rest of the artists have been sort of declared officially. Some of the artists we already had before,
yep.
but now we have like the names of all of them. But before we go into the program of the Biennale, I would like you, Katti, because you have been here before, so you know you are like familiar with all our listeners, and so maybe you could like briefly introduce Blanca for us, because we haven't met Blanca before. So what kind of curator is Blanca Della Torre?
Blanca Della Torre is a Madrid-based curator from Spain, soon going to move to Valencia and starting a new position there at IVAM, for which I've been very happy for the past couple of weeks. But I have had the pleasure to know actually Blanca for more than 10 years. So we have come together in different congresses and seminars around curating, and then always kind of like it's been a pleasure to talk with her and then to follow the program that she's been doing basically all around the world, like in recent years also in Latin America especially. And we do share some interest, especially when it comes to ecology in art, for example, content-wisely. But then for which reasons we were really happy to work with her this time in the biennial was her very strong commitment to bring theory and practice when it comes to sustainability issues together, that it's not just talking about ecological issues in the context of contemporary art, but also to really live that in the practice of production of an exhibition. And that was for us good, because the biennial from the beginning has aimed to be a sustainable art event. And then also at HAM last year, we made this huge new work, our sustainability plan for the whole museum. So kind of like this all supports our work in that sense in a wonderful way. Plus she's really nice to work with.
that's a important bonus.
Yeah.
I know. So Blanca, can you introduce Kati for us?
Sure. So Kati is head of the exhibitions department at the HAM Museum and head curator with me of the Helsinki Biennial. And as she mentioned, we know each other for so many years and share many interests, mainly related to ecology. But I think what made me happiest about working with her was the fact that as opposed to what happens with like the most of the institutions and people I work with, I never had to try to convince her at any moment about what sort of like sustainability plan or, you know, ideas or guidelines we had to come up with. So, I mean, she was also like following the same line as me, and she agreed on how most of the curatorial discourses related to climate change and ecology were quite inconsistent in the way they are usually developed. So we both agreed on that, and it was like very easy. Plus, actually, the HAM already had a sustainability plan, so I mean, to me, that was like heaven.
Well, I think this already sounds quite promising. So the theme or the subject, how do I say, the headline of this year's biennial is shelter. And before we go into that, I would like to ask about this sort of, you both are interested in ecological issues and sustainability and all that. So when you were doing the curatorial work for this biennial, how was the work? How did you sort of like concretely sort of went from maybe one artist or one context to another, and how in the end did you sort of come to your sort of this setup of the artworks and artists that we this summer are going to have in the biennial?
Well, of course, in the beginning we drafted some sort of a pre kind of like concept or something just to start to be able to start to kind of like navigate what kind of artist. And then I was introducing Blanka a lot, like Finnish artist, as well as, not that she doesn't know already, but, and had even worked with some Finnish artists, but then also a bit the Nordic scene. And then as Blanka has been working in recent years a lot in Latin America, so then it was kind of like that she was introducing that side to me. So we were bringing knowledge together that we already possessed on our own sides, but then also looking kind of like then horizontally what is between south and north, also how to kind of like bring that side as well. So kind of like first to have a bit of an idea what we are doing, and then start to kind of like look into possible artists, and then it's of course narrowing down the list.
Yeah, and from your point of view, Blanka.
Yeah, like then the way we started narrowing down that process was like first considering the artists that really have a strong research-based work in like ecological issues, but at the same time that like for us, like ethics and aesthetics have to come together, and that was like very important for us. So we were really considering the process that the artists are using, and you know, making sure that they also work in a consistent and sustainable way. And they've been like for years really researching like those topics, but at the same time the results are really like aesthetically nice, in also in the sense of like approachable to everybody. That's really important in these works. Yeah. Like they are all multi-layered, meaning that you're really going to like the work, even though you don't need to have any idea about either contemporary art or ecology, but you are going to like it. And then if you want to go deep, you just have to, you know, jump into it and continue like reading about them, and then you will find the rest of the layers of the works. And then we also wanted to touch like different subjects related to that. Like we really wanted like to have a balance in like the main topics related to ecological issues as well. That was like really, really important. And then another point that it's really crucial and that we both share is that we really want climate optimism. We really want a positive attitude. We don't need any more dystopia or post-apocalyptic scenarios. So we really, you know, we really believe in alternatives and possibilities. And we think that art is a really, really nice path to create these narratives.
So maybe the theme shelter is actually what you, Blanka, said, this climate optimism, that it's giving shelter to something. But can you open a little bit about the concept of shelter? How do we as a biennial audience, how do we sort of get to have contact with the concept of shelter?
Mm. Well, kind of like it started to formulate from Vallisaari, which is one of the main venues, one of the three venues where we have the biennial. And of course, kind of like the island as it is nowadays, that people are just visiting there during the summer. So it's the others, the more than human subjects are otherwise living on the island throughout the year. So we are just summer residents. So we were kind of like very taken by this fact that it is as itself a shelter for those all the creatures living on the island. And also it is a very rich when it comes to both flora and fauna in this whole capital area. It's a very rich natural place. So all those things kind of like it started to feel like a shelter for us. But then we don't want to approach the shelter as a concept only from this very, factual things. We do have artworks which are actually providing shelter for all kinds of like small creatures, or we have artworks which are telling about the shelters in nature. For example, the Sostera marina, which is living in the Baltic Sea, a plant that, for example, offers shelter for other small creatures in the water. But then also there is more conceptual approach to the shelter, which can be, for example, thought through the connection that we have with the more than human subjects around us. So kind of like that it's a dynamic relationship that we have to take very good care of that, us humans, and then the rest around us in the nature and in the planet.
Blanca, what are your thoughts when you visited Vallisaari? I made this sort of, I have this idea in my mind that you have already been there many times, but what were your thoughts about the quite unique nature and the whole area of Vallisaari? Because it's in also in the context of Helsinki and the sort of the whole region of the capital area, it's quite unique.
Absolutely. I thought it was such a paradise and the perfect spot. Like, I think it was like the perfect place I always dreamed of, like curating something there. But at the same time, very challenging, right? With or at least if you really want to do something respectful with the environment and in the most sustainable way. So I thought those two sides, oh my God, this is ideal. But at the same time, it's oh my God, we really have to, take this seriously. And at the same time, I really thought it was the perfect spot for developing all this post-anthropocentric issues and questions that we really wanted to address through the biennial. First, because as Kati said, only non-humans inhabit the island and we are just visitors. But also considering all the human ruins and remains from all those old military structures that are there and all those are taken by nature. And I thought it was a very kind of science fiction scenario, in a sense.
It is, yeah, it is, totally. In the studio I have the two head curators of this year's Helsinki Biennial 2025, Kati Kivinen and Blanca de la Torre, once again. So the biennial will start, I have the date, I have written it here because I'm so bad with dates, 8th of June. So that is the official date when it's open for, yes, for everyone. So 8th of June, I'm going to tattoo it in my hand. So from the 8th of June, biennial will be open, Vallisaari will be open, Park of Esplanade, and also the third venue of biennial is HAM. Yeah. So what are your sort of main sort of thoughts that you are going through right now when there's, how many months, 2 months?
Oh, yeah, 3 months? Was it 74 days, somebody said today?
Yeah. Okay, you have a day counter. So what are your thoughts right now? What needs to be done next and what's going to happen the 8th of June when the biennial opens officially?
Well, we have had a lot of artists, for example, on site visits now already in the beginning of the year. And Blanca was also here for a month in late January and then February. And so there has been a lot of production-related things. We have wanted to do as much production for the new works here on site in Helsinki if possible, because that also applies to our sustainability plan. Plus, it's also nice to bring the artist in dialogue with researchers or then craftspeople here locally. So that has been fun to follow, what kind of things they kind of come interested with. So that has been very much on the table. And now, of course, the book, for kind of endless rewritings and rereadings of texts, which I'm extremely happy for my colleagues who kind of shared the burden with us. And then now I think we are mostly sort of waiting, for example, to get to the island and then get the spaces empty in HAM and then to start to install in May, I would say. So that's kind of gleaming there.
Yeah, so the busiest month will be May. Of course, it's the last month before the opening. So, I guess that's how it goes.
yeah, that's kind of then scheduled quite kind of tightly. When each and every artist on spot there working and so on. Yeah.
So all in all, Helsinki Biennial will have 37 artists or collectives or groups this year. And this morning we had the sort of the whole bunch of the names of the artists. Not yet the names of the artworks, but still we have sort of, now we know who's going to have their artwork presented in Helsinki Biennial. So Okay, it's impossible to go through the whole list now, but maybe we can like pick something from like this morning's list that maybe sort of like first things that comes to your mind. What would you like to sort of just throw out that, okay, this one is like super and also this one and then this one?
Well, I think what is important to say is that we are paying special attention to like the Nordic region and the neighbors, and also to the global south. And I think we also have like artists from all the continents. We have artists from Asia, Africa, America, and Europe. And we pay also special attention to indigenous communities, First Nations, and rural communities, because we really consider that those groups have been much better stewards of the earth than, you know, Western countries in general. And I would also say that maybe like we have like very exciting new site-specific works that what they do is they establish like dialogues between Finland and some other places, mainly in the global south. So those are like very specific, unique works where you will see some sort of like, aesthetic, but also conceptual dialogues between specific countries and specificities in Finland regarding traditions, regarding myths, and regarding materials, for instance. So people will like find out those connections throughout the whole exhibition.
So, Kati, what are your thoughts about
to pick something?
To pick something.
To pick something.
You can pick also many things. You don't have to pick one thing.
Well, one thing that I can mention is that I'm really looking forward to a project that an Irish artist based in New York, Katie Holton, is doing for us, for Vallisaari, but also for Esplanade. So her project, which is based on the nature of Vallisaari. So she has created these kind of like three alphabets for Finland. And that is kind of like a work that gets different formations. We will have flags with text written with those three fonts in Esplanade. But then in Vallisaari we have a forest school. She's very much nowadays not just an artist but also environmental activist. And she has created wonderful artworks which are related to trees and forests, and even wrote a wonderful book about thoughts around forest, inviting also other people to contribute. And then the font is actually something that then everybody can download from the website and write their own little stories with three alphabets. So that is, for example, something that I'm looking forward. Now you can take the next one.
I guess just one.
Well, you can mention
something that comes to your mind.
I'll pick Tania Candiani, maybe. She's from Mexico. And she's one of the artists that is also like creating this sort of dialogues that I mentioned. But also she's inspired by the subterranean world and how roots, plants, and forests are connected underground, and all these like amazing connections and mycorrhizal, let's say, connections there. So she will unveil all that in Vallisaari, and she's been like coming here for a couple of times, I think, and developing like a very exciting and visually mesmerizing installation that I think she will surprise all of you.
Not all artworks are sort of like commissioned for this biennial. For example, if I remember right, Olafur Eliasson has something that is not commissioned for this biennial.
It's a loan work.
It's a loan work. But can you sort of tell us a little bit about, for example, that work? That what are we going to see?
That will be placed in this kind of like tiny piece of land, which is combining Vallisaari to Kuninkaansaari, and that is a kind of like a machine that you can use for viewing the landscape. So since late 90s he has been very interested to work with kaleidoscopes, and with kaleidoscopes, of course, kind of like that, how they transfer, either we are looking at art or we are looking at nature or the environment around us. So kind of like you can play with the vision, how it looks to you. And then when, for example, thinking of how a fly sees, then the kaleidoscopic image is a bit similar, kind of like when it kind of like gets distorted compared to the human vision. So it's a viewing machine like that. Looks perhaps a bit like some sort of a humongous telescope or something, but it's actually a kaleidoscope that you can see Vallisaari or Kuninkaansaari from a bit different perspective.
Yeah, yeah, and the place that you described, sort of the narrow,
yeah.
What is it called?
Isthmus.
Yeah, yeah. Isthmus.
I think yeah, it's a difficult word.
it's a really, really beautiful place.
Yeah.
And also, like, sort of, because it's like, well, anyway, I don't have to explain. Maybe, probably most of the listeners have been there and know what I'm talking about. But it's a really, really beautiful place to have an artwork. Okay, so the I'm going to ask one more question before I let you go, because the time, why do I always talk so much? Or maybe just the thing is so interesting that I just would like to talk like for hours and hours, but there will be time for that as well. So I promise you listeners that. So 8th of June, the Biennial will open. And because my own background is in performing arts, so I always interested if there's going to be something like performative or maybe something like participatory or something in the program of this year's biennial, if you can share now.
Yes, actually we will have two performances, one by Saskia Calderon, who is from Ecuador, and the other by the collective, the artist collective Locus from Norway. And I don't think at this point we can reveal anything, can we?
You mean content wisely. At least on Sunday we will have Saskia's performance on the 8th of June on the island. And it's and kind of like a wonderful use of sound.
Yeah, let's say that. We cannot reveal anything because those are created specifically for the that date. So.
And then the piece with Locus is related to Sostera Marina, so Meri Ajokas, which is this plant growing in the Baltic Sea. And then we will also have these walks on the island, which are related to Katie Holton's work. And then she's doing herself on Sunday a tour there, the 8th of June. But then later on, there will be other people that she invites monthly to do these walks, which are related to her forest school and those thoughts.
And are the tickets already on sale or because I know that many people want to come right on the 8th of June, so are they on sale already or?
Well, the ferry tickets can be already, I guess, bought from online. But then for the art exhibition part in Vallisaari, you don't need any tickets. Okay. So it's just a ferry ticket there. Okay. And then on the museum site also, if you want, you can already book it kind of like in advance online. But then there we have the normal museum ticket, since we also have other exhibitions at the same time. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Blanka and Kati, for being here and sharing something that you you at this point can share. But I promise we will talk more about the artworks in my program later on. And also, I really, really want to come to Vallisaari and make some interviews there, and maybe also some live radio. So we will definitely meet later on. But hey, good luck for the 74 days that you still have before the opening, and see you there on 8th of June.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Helsinki.fi.